followed your ashes into outer space. I can't look out the window. I can't look at this place. I can't look at the stars.
Beautiful. That's Stars by Grace Potter of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. And we're playing it for you now because it speaks to our dear friend June Smith on this day she lost her beloved husband a year ago. A man so many of you loved and admired. Ron Smith died a year ago today from pancreatic cancer. And June joins us now. June, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Mary Beth. I heard that song recently and the lyrics just resonated with me, and I thought it would be important to let people know how I really feel, because I have lost the love of my life, my husband, my best friend. But Mary Beth, I have gained so many new friends, and I've had so much love and support this year. Everyone, thank you all. You have given me the strength to endure the unbearable.
Well, I think
so many people.
You've helped make it easier on everyone else, too, because you're sharing yourself and you continue to share Ron's legacy. And, you know, we all feel the void. Of course, not like you feel it, but you're still making a difference in his name and in your own name.
Well, I'm working hard to see that his legacy is kept alive. And the time that has passed and the many events of this year, including the generosity of all those who've donated to the Ron Smith Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund at Hopkins, Team Reason, the fundraising events, accepting Ron's Emmy. I launched the website, tribute website, friendsofronsmith.com. We're now up to 57,000 page viewers. I urge everyone who was a fan of Ron's to look at it today. I have a tribute that I've posted that grandson Frank wrote, his first freshman composition.
Oh.
About Ron. It's called A Memorable Moment.
Oh, that's
and
special.
It's as seen through the eyes of not just the talk show host, but of someone's grandfather. And he's the kid's really bright, really proud of him. And so much has happened, and I have some wonderful, wonderful news. Big news.
Okay.
Thanks to so many, I couldn't even begin to name them. We are closing the calendar year, the first year of fundraising for the Ron Smith Fund, with $250,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That
must have far exceeded whatever expectations you had.
Well, I set a lofty goal because I have no better
sense. A cure, right?
But I had no idea. Yes. Or early detection. Pancreatic cancer is in the body on average 19 years before it presents. If we can help Hopkins find a way to diagnose this early, lives will be saved. And Hopkins has entered a new era in pancreatic cancer research. They get closer every day. You know, we have the Ron Smith Endowed Chair there that funds a dedicated scientist working on this. And Dr. Lajero and the Cancer Crusaders at Hopkins are 100% behind this, and they're determined. Ron was very, very proud of the work he did on this earth. But as the days of his life drew to an end, he said to me, please, please do what you can to honor our commitment to finding a cure for this disease. He said, after all, what greater legacy can there be than to know that I may have played a small part in helping others. Because as he said, we are all in this together. And I can think of no greater tribute to him than to reach out and make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, helping so many others. You know, I know how Ron felt about you, and every time I talked about what your latest excursion was or adventure or project, he was never surprised at what you were capable of, and I just can't help but think that if he were here today, he would say, I knew she could do this.
Oh, Mary Beth, one of the best parts about having him as my partner was that he was so used to my antics and my actions, and he would have expected no less of me to do this. keep this, and this, all of this, you know, my posting on Red Maryland and my posting on the website, and I recently had a letter published in the Washington Times, and I tie it all back to the fund, because the more I get the word out about what I'm doing, the better chance we all have of not having to deal with the loss of a loved one.
On another note, and just through the course of this past year, and I know you must think about it all the time, because I know his listeners do constantly. Every time we hear about the fiscal cliff and about the new calls for gun control and, I don't know, the Libya report.
You name it.
And
would Ron think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do our best. I do my best on the website to channel as much of his thinking about these things. I think we know what he would have been thinking about the events of Friday, that evil is in the world and rampant, and it wasn't the gun that did the killing. And I think he would be sorrowful at the losses, but this is something he'd been talking about for years and years, and the safety in the schools, and that there needs to be, you know, there need to be armed people, not teachers and administrator types, but people who can stop this violence before it happens. And it's and as for the fiscal cliff, well, he called this whole thing, this whole election last year, last November. He said to me, you know, darling, it doesn't matter who's elected, we're still screwed. And he was so right. He was so right. And it's not a cliff anymore, my dear. I'm afraid it's an abyss.
And
but
just,
we're all going down together.
You know, you were just talking about what his thoughts were, and people who listen to him day in and day out certainly know. We're going to play that, a little bit of that, his thoughts about gun control. I think he made the comments in 2008.
Please.
That'll be coming up at 3:51. But
I'll be listening.
As always, we could talk with you.
Thing.
Yes, please.
I know, but there's just one more thing I have to say. Ron didn't want people to think like he did. He wanted them to think, to search for the truth, read between the lines, know what was happening, and be truth tellers. Mary Beth, you and I could talk forever. I love you, girl.
It's so true. Love you, too. And it's so great to have you. And we're all thinking
about
you today.
Forget,
and moving forward.
I'm not going far. I'm just going forward.
Okay.
And don't forget, we have a dinner date coming up.
We do, gladly.
Okay.
With bells on.
All right,
on.
My dear. Thank you. And please give my love to Robert Lang. He had a beautiful blog today.
He did, on our website, WBAL.com.
Thank
all right,
you
we'll keep
everything.
Reading and talking.
Keep reading, keep talking. Bye.
Bye, June.